This holiday, deck their countertops with peppermint white chocolate mochas, gingerbread lattes, and pumpkin cream cold brews. Ninja Luxe Cafe is the ultimate gift. It's the number one best-selling espresso machine in the U.S., perfect for the coffee lovers in your life. If they can dream it, they can brew it. No skills needed. Espresso balanced. Drip coffee, rich. Cold brew in a flash. Hands-free, silky microfoam. Dairy or plant-based milks. Bring joy into their holiday and every day after with Ninja Luxe Cafe. Shop now.
Coming up on the British TV watch list.
Karen's sudden promotion might feel dramatic, but it's not too far from reality. In both the UK and the US, men outnumber women when it comes to senior policing roles.
From cozy mysteries to intense police procedurals, we talk about the characters, performances, series, and episodes from your favourite British TV shows.
Hello there, it's Michael T. Today we are going to be digging into Karen Peary. It's a cold case drama I watch on BritBox. Karen Peary began as a literary creation, books, the brainchild of Scottish crime writer Val McDermid. She's a former journalist turned crime fiction writer. McDermid has written more than 40 books and is the writer behind British TV crime shows Wire in the Blood, Traces, and now Karen Peary. The TV adaptation landed in 2022 in reimagined form by Emir Kenny. She didn't just write the TV adaptation, she produced it and even plays Karen's best mate, River. Kenny has said she was, quote, bubbling with anger when she wrote the pilot. Not at the crime. Her opinion is that women are sidelined in police departments, in storytelling, and in life. That fury is baked into the show's DNA. Emir Kenny's career is a kind of a masterclass in versatility. She started as an actor. You might remember her from EastEnders or as Bunty in Father Brown. But it's her writing that's reshaped British TV from the inside. She's penned episodes of Harlots, Save Me Too, and The Curse. With Karen Peary, she stepped into the showrunner role, crafting a tone that's sharp, feminist, and unafraid to call out institutional failures. Kenny's scripts give Karen a voice and teeth. The dialogue is blunt, often funny, and always grounded in the reality of being a woman in law enforcement, which has typically been a man's world for decades. Season one opens with Karen, a young, low-ranking officer in St. Andrews, being promoted overnight to lead a cold case review. It's not a reward. It's kind of a PR move. The department needs a woman to front the investigation into the 1996 murder of Rosie Duff, a barmaid whose death was never solved. Karen's promotion is met with skepticism, condescension, and outright hostility. But she doesn't flinch. She digs. She questions. She refuses to play nice. And she starts to uncover not just the truth about Rosie's death, but the rot inside the department that buried it. Season 2 opens with a body found in the Scottish Highlands. The body has been there for more than 40 years, and it's still preserved. More on that later. The victim, it turns out, was a young man who disappeared in the 1980s. His body and the secrets buried with it force Karen to confront not just a murder, but a legacy of silence. Lauren Lyle plays Karen with a kind of controlled combustion. She's smart and she's blunt with a capital B. In interviews, Lyle has said she was drawn to Karen's unapologetic nature. She told the Radio Times, "She's not trying to be liked. She's trying to do her job, and she's good at it." One scene that sticks, Karen steps into a lift or elevator full of senior male officers. No one makes room. No one acknowledges her. She doesn't shrink. She doesn't smile. She just stands there, taking up space. It's a small moment, but it tells you everything about who she is and what she's up against. Lyle's performance is all about restraint. She doesn't emote for the camera. She reacts like a real person, skeptical, tired, but also furious. Before she was stomping through cold cases in Karen Peary, Lauren Lyle was best known for Corsets and Rebellion. Her breakout role came in Outlander, where she played Marsali McKimmie-Fraser, a character who starts out as a headstrong teenager and grows into a most formidable woman. Lyle brought grit and humor to the role, but Karen Peary marks a pivot. No wigs, no bonnets, just a blunt character who goes against the grain. In the show, Karen appears to be on the petite side, at least to my eyes, especially in that elevator scene, but she's not. Lyle stands almost 5'10". Before Outlander, Lyle trained with the National Youth Theater and appeared in Broken opposite Sean Bean. She's also done stage work, including The Crucible at the Yard Theater, where she played Abigail Williams. Hey, let me ask you a question. How would you like to sleep with what's been called the world's softest sheet? I can feel it kind of like gliding over my arms and legs. They're made from bamboo, super, super soft. And get this, they maintain and improve that luxurious feel with each washing. So you buy it, you use it, you wash it, it gets better. We're working with CozyEarth.com. CozyEarth.com. Use my promo code BTVW1. Helps me with a commission, and you help support the British TV watch list. So thanks in advance. But you get the best discount available. 41% off exclusive right here. Go visit the website, CozyEarth.com. Apply the promo code BTVW1 and get those luxurious soft bamboo sheets from CozyEarth.com. BTVW1.
Hey there, I'm Jennifer from Wholesome TV Picks. While you're enjoying Michael T's British TV watch list, I've got a few questions for you. Tired of previewing everything your kids watch? Sick of scrolling through shows that just aren't family friendly? Or maybe you've even searched what to watch with the kids tonight? You're not alone, and you're exactly who this podcast is for. I created Wholesome TV Picks for busy parents like you. In about 10 minutes, I give you one wholesome recommendation, what it's about, why it matters, and where to stream it. No explicit language, no inappropriate chatter, and maybe most important, I'm doing this as a parent, not a critic or an influencer. If you love the quality storytelling and thoughtful detail Michael brings to his show, you'll feel right at home with mine. I grew up on the good stuff, shows that made you laugh, made you think, and brought families closer together. I highlight those timeless stories that still hold up today with a few modern picks that keep it clean. New episodes drop weekly, bringing you entertainment with timeless values. So follow Wholesome TV Picks on Apple Podcasts or your favorite platform and start enjoying family time around the TV again.
The character Karen Peary isn't a genius. She's just methodical, curious, and has a dogged determination. Her style is wayward. She follows leads that don't make sense until they do. She challenges authority, and she's rebellious. But she gets away with it. Maybe it's her method of don't ask permission, ask for forgiveness. But she's also deeply empathetic. She listens. She notices. She doesn't bulldoze witnesses. She earns their trust. For instance, in season one, Karen approaches Rosie's brother, who's understandably bitter and distrustful of the police. Instead of defending the department or pushing for answers, Karen listens. She acknowledges the failures of the original investigation and validates his anger. This moment isn't about extracting information. It's about earning credibility. Her tone is quiet, direct, and respectful. That's emotional intelligence at work. In the second season, the current season, Karen interviews people who knew the victim decades ago. These aren't hardened criminals, they're older locals with long memories and buried guilt. Karen doesn't interrogate them. She lets them talk. She asks open-ended questions and waits through silences. Her approach is patient, not performative. It's designed to make people safe enough to remember. Karen's sudden promotion might feel dramatic, but it's not too far from reality. In both the UK and the US, men outnumber women when it comes to senior policing roles. According to the UK's National Police Chiefs Council, only about 30% of officers are women, and fewer than 20% hold senior ranks. In the US, the numbers are even starker. Women make up roughly 12% of full-time officers and just 3% of police leadership. Karen Peary doesn't just reflect that reality. She confronts it. Her promotion is a setup. Her success is a rebuke. Let's go back to that body. The man was buried 40 years ago, and he was still intact and preserved. How does that happen? Well, they found him in a peat bog. Peat bogs are acidic, cold, and low in oxygen. That combination slows bacterial activity and prevents the usual decay. The acidity of the peat also acts as a natural preservative, tanning the skin like leather and keeping soft tissue intact. Bodies found in peat can look eerily fresh, even decades later. Like the famous Tollen Man in Denmark, the peat environment can retain skin, hair, and even stomach contents for thousands of years. I love that forensic realism. It adds weight. This isn't just a mystery. For a second, it became a science show. I don't know if I've ever heard any police procedural use peat as a preservative in the storyline. Karen Peary is just a good, smart detective show with solid plots and twists and turns in the story. And it offers up the idea that police detectives can have empathy and still get the job done. Karen rarely raises her voice. She's direct, yes, but not combative. She doesn't posture, she doesn't perform. That restraint builds trust, especially with characters who've been burned by the system before. Lauren Lyle gives us a detective who's relentless. Amir Kenny gives us scripts that cut through the noise. And Val McDermid gives us a blueprint for how women can solve crimes. Karen Peary, I highly recommend it. Just be prepared. There are only 3 episodes per season. It'll be over before you know it. I know it's probably all about time and money, but it sure would be nice to have longer seasons of these excellent shows, because we want more. What do you like about Karen Peary? The actors, the writing, the characters, whatever it is, let me know. Before we go, I want to say hello to our listeners in Clearwater, Florida, Hansport, Nova Scotia, and Wembley, England. Please help us spread the word. Share this episode with a friend who loves British TV as much as you do. And thank you for listening to the British TV Watchlist. Until next time, cheers.
The British TV Watchlist is written and produced by Michael T. in Honolulu, Hawaii. Speculation and opinion powered by caffeine and curiosity. For more clever takes and cold cases, remember to subscribe, like, and share. Keep the mystery and the moxie rolling. All rights reserved. Copyright 2025 Michael T. Media.